This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Continues into this hour on What's on Your Mind. Reminder for anyone tuning in for Senator Kevin Cramer, who, while he was a congressman, was joining us in this hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall. His schedule is such that we need to do that Talk Radio Town Hall now on Fridays. So, Senator Kevin Cramer, Fridays in the 10 o'clock hour. Just a little bit of a programming change for you there. We are brought to you in part by our friends at North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more, theenergyofnorthdakota.com, energyofnorthdakota.com, about the way they think. Here's the way they think, and I love it. Oil and natural gas from North Dakota strengthens all of America. Can we agree on that?
Yep. Check.
Yeah. They're committed to using talent and resources wisely so we have a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors. Who would disagree with that? We want to prove that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all, like it happens every day all across North Dakota. It's happening now. The Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. And we are pleased to welcome to the program Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Kelly, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Scott. I'm doing great.
If you have a question or comment for Kelly, it's welcome at 800-800-228-0550. I have to start with the news coming out of the House today that Speaker Pelosi wants President Trump to delay the State of the Union address because of the shutdown battle. What do you think of that idea?
I think the State of the Union address should probably go on as scheduled. We are where we are. And it's obviously an important issue. 25% of the government is currently shut down, but I don't think we need to delay the State of the Union. And I think it's incumbent on President Trump to address citizens all across the country.
You know, the 25% number, which means 25% of government that's not funded by appropriation, but only affects non-essential employees, right? Is 800,000 people. So there's a lot of folks trying to make something of it. Also, TSA has this little thing going on where they're calling in sick to try and extend the delays at airports so people get ticked. Is there any way to correct that, do you think?
Yeah, you have to look at it with some essential employees. I'm going to use a different one because we got briefed yesterday. One of the things you do when you're a new congressman is you get briefed by all the branches of the military, and being as landlocked as we are in North Dakota, I got briefed by the Coast Guard yesterday, and they're a little unique because the rest of the military is funded, but because the Coast Guard has a dual role as both as part of Homeland Security, that they're not, they're essential employees and they're going to work every day, but they're not getting paid right now, and that's kind of the same thing that's going on with TSA workers.
Just seems to me it shouldn't be. You know, it shouldn't be something you can do, especially TSA. You're in a law enforcement position. You're maintaining the border, so it is. But obviously, there's lots of games.
Outside of everything else, I wish there was a way we could figure out how to pay these essential employees while they're working. A lot of them don't make a ton of money and are living paycheck to paycheck, and are essential to whether it's air travel or protecting the waters in the Gulf of Mexico and all around the country. This is part of how we travel, how we're safe when we're traveling, how we protect our country.
So, are you saying? I guess I thought it was non-essential employees. I didn't get paid, but you're saying everybody who's working is not getting paid? I mean, the checks aren't being issued? Any federal employee?
Yeah, non-essential employees are furloughed. We've passed a bill that they'll receive back pay, but there are essential employees right now that are required to work that aren't getting paychecks.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, that seems like it could be fixed. Sherry in Williston for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead.
Yes, I have an idea on part of funding of the wall, but listening to you. It might also work on getting some money to those federal workers that aren't getting paid. How about this? For the wall, they obviously need laborers. There's plenty of people that live close to the wall and some that will travel that can donate their time to do labor. You don't have special training. You just go do whatever needs to be done. In exchange, you receive vouchers. Vouchers that you can use for food, your electricity bill, house payment, whatever. Same basis on maybe the federal workers. Keep track of their time. They get vouchers for whatever they need. And then the question is, well, how are we going to pay for the vouchers? Can we pull money from budgets that are, I call them stagnant, frivolous, not needed anymore? There's got to be a few million dollars laying around somewhere. For, I don't know, when I was in college in Missoula, Montana, they gave a girl $33,000 to study the red squirrels on the campus, for crying out loud. So there's got to be funding laying around that we could pay for the vouchers in exchange for people donating their time, whether it's going down and doing labor work on the wall, the federal workers, give them vouchers that equal what they would have earned in pay that they can in turn pay their house payments, pay their electricity, buy their groceries, et cetera.
Yeah, I think, there's a couple things on the couple there. One, I think I actually kind of like Ted Cruz's idea of seizing illegal drug money and using that to fund the wall. But when you're dealing with different areas along the wall before you can ever do it, unfortunately, it's just like anything else. It goes from private land to public land. And one of the arguments Democrats make in this is that if you build a 12-foot wall, they'll use a 15-foot ladder. And I think it's an oversimplification of the barriers and the type of technology that is used to that would be used to secure the border. I have seen the finalist proposals for this, and it's significantly different. But with the volunteers and the voucher system, unfortunately, I think what you will find is just a lot of what's going on is the people who process payroll are furloughed, and so the process of it is not being able to be implemented right now.
Okay. Well, and on the 15-foot wall, who's going to be carrying a 15-foot ladder or stuff to build a 15-foot ladder to get over a 12-foot wall?
Yeah, it sounds like a cartoon. Thanks, Sherry. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550 for others. Text welcome, too, for me. You send it to me, and I'll get the question to Kelly. 367-2054 or Todd, 226-8503. You know, just from talking to your colleagues, just from, getting your sense of a sense of what's happening there. What's the end? How does this movie end? What should be done that's not being done?
Well, I mean, essentially what you're dealing with is Democratic leadership in the House and Republican leadership in the White House and Republican leadership in the Senate. And until we can get the Democratic leadership in the House to negotiate good faith on something that has a chance of being taken up in the Senate and voted and signed into law by the president, I think this continues for a while. It's pretty hard to compromise when nobody will come to a meeting to negotiate.
I asked Senator Holder.
We're in an era of divided government right now. We have to be able to work with the other side if we want to get anything at all done.
I don't know if you've seen this.
They have to be able to work with us.
I don't know if you've seen this Daily Caller piece by a senior Trump official who's anonymously published something in the Daily Caller. I've talked to Senator Hovind about this, but he talks about, on an average day, roughly 15% of the employees around him are exceptional patriots serving the country. 15. He said, I wish I could give competitive salaries to them and no one else. But 80% feel no pressure to produce results. If they don't feel like doing what they are told, they don't. Why would they? We can't fire them. They avoid attention. They plan their weekend. They schedule their vacations, their second job, the next position. Some do this in the same position for more than a decade. I mean, he goes on to list a whole bunch of just, you scratch your head and say, you've got to be kidding me. After 30 days, the furloughed employees can become, fired at that point and let go. Do you think that's in the works when you say this is going to last a while? Is that something that the president should look at to say, maybe this is one way to reduce that $20 trillion in debt?
Well, I mean, I'm always comfortable with reducing the size of federal government, but I think it should be done in a strategic way, and we should start dealing with, and these are issues that are important and North Dakota as well. I mean, keep the regulatory agencies that the federal government should shrink in size, and we should continue to give more control back to the states. I'm not sure I particularly agree with, I mean, just dealing with whoever's furloughed and firing them. I mean, I don't know if I agree with the scattershot approach. I'd prefer to shrink the size of particular, I mean, from what we deal with either on Congress and the regulatory side, to have a significant effort to shrink the size of certain agencies of the federal government.
We're chatting with Kelly Armstrong, who is a congressman. Somebody said they wanted to know if you were feeling frustrated by the swamp. Ask Kelly if he's feeling handcuffed and seeing swamp firsthand, or feels like something can be accomplished.
You know, it's different. This is such an honor, and it has been so cool, and it's been a whirlwind. But at the same time, my former colleagues in the North Dakota legislature are in session right now and working towards real solutions. So it is a little frustrating, both being in the minority and being where one particular issue is captivating everything's attention, that we're not getting to work. I mean, when we get a committee assignment to go to work committees, I sure hope that changes.
Looking forward to finding out about what you anticipate on the committee assignment side, and more on the government shutdown, border security, with Kelly Armstrong after this. Don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Matt Gast of the North Dakota Soybean Council. We invite you to attend the second annual Northern Corn and Soybean Expo on Tuesday, February 12th at the Fargo Dome. This free event will feature speakers Chip Flory of AgriTalk and author and humorist Mark Mayfield. Breakout sessions will focus on the latest topics affecting soy and corn farmers, including an international trade update, Palmer Amaranth panel, and an insect, diseases, and soil panel. A large trade show is also part of the day. We hope you'll join us Tuesday, February 12th, starting at 7:30 a.m. at the Fargo Dome for a day of education, networking, and fellowship. Learn more and register for the Northern Corn and Soybean Expo at northerncornsoyexpo.com. Registration is free and encouraged.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Brought to you in part by our friends at Buckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. And each week we find one of their great-looking pre-owned vehicles and tell you a little bit about it. This is another one-hour local, one-owner local trade. Of course it is. They're famous for those at Buckledge. It is at the Valley City store. They have Bismarck Valley City locations. It's a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, 60,000 miles is all on this, LTZ package. So it has sunroof, DVD, navigation, heated, cooled leather seats, backup camera, lots of chrome against a white diamond color. The tires are good. It's one sharp, immaculately clean rig. The price, are you ready? $35,900. Now, if you tell them you heard Scott talk about it on the radio, they're going to take almost $1,500 off, and it's $34.75. So think of that. $34.75, 60,000 miles, loaded up, Chevy Tahoe. Man, hop online, check it out for yourself, PucklichValleyCity.com, or stop and see them at the showroom, 721 West Main in Valley City. Huge selection of one-owner vehicles. You save a ton. Most of the time, they know who owned it, who bought it new. They know the story on the vehicle. Pucklich Chevy Buick GMC, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. Or online at pucklich.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy, Bismarck, and the Valley City. Call that came in during the break for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Tell Kelly Armstrong to reform the union rules. I'm retired Coast Guard. Firing anybody who's a civilian, it's about impossible. We had 12 filing cabinets on a guy, and we still couldn't fire this fool. So there you go. Thanks.
Okay, so scenario here. This is precisely what this senior Trump official is saying in Daily Caller. It doesn't matter. You can't fire him. And he's saying their attitude shows it. So I keep coming back to, okay, if they are no longer employed after 30 days, I mean, the president has the ability to say no. Maybe this is a part of the agenda. He knows all this. He knows that it's coming that way. And what do you think of the guy's Coast Guard story?
Yeah, well, first, I'm glad that's my first, in all the radio I've ever done, that's my first Coast Guard call in North Dakota. And I think he's exactly right. But you know me, Scott, I'm always going to be honest with the listeners in North Dakota. And I think, at least on the House side, when Democrats are in control of our workforce and education committee out here, I think we're going to be fighting. I mean, just with the ties to the national labor unions and the way that works, I agree with him 100%. I think it should be easier to fire people for bad conduct, particularly federal employees, pretend whether they're unionized or not. I just have a feeling over the next couple of years, we're going to be fighting against more expansion of those rights as opposed to having a real opportunity to reduce them. But that doesn't mean we won't give it our level head at best.
Steve in Tioga on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. I understand the Constitution actually addresses securing and defending the border, protecting the border in Article 4, Section 4. So is it not, in fact, non-constitutional, a violation of the oath of office to deny border protection?
Well, I think whether it's unconstitutional or not, I'd have to look at it. I think it's unconscionable that we are actually having a conversation about between open borders and securing our southern border. Another freshman rep of mine, Dan Crenshaw, has used this number, and I think it's the right number to approach this problem with, and it's 400,000. That's the lowest number of illegal contact hits on the southern border over the last 20 years. So when we say it isn't a crisis, I think one of the reasons we do that is because we failed to act for 20 years. That's 400,000 people during the lowest year over the last 20 years. This has been a crisis that has been building for a long time, and it's time that we get serious about securing our border.
Failing to uphold the law.
I agree.
We're on the same page, Steve. Thank you very much. Bowman, North Dakota, for Carl. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm talking about carrying a ladder to a 12-foot fence. I don't think they can do it. Just electrify the darn thing at the top with a cable, a big cable, so they can't cut it. Light them up.
Another idea.
Thanks. Right. Bowman's my neck of the woods. I think one of the things that I think the Democrats have actually been good at in their messaging is oversimplifying how border security works. This is walls, this is barriers, this is technology, this is people, this is highly trained Border Patrol agents. This isn't just, you know, putting a fence around your backyard and then never patrolling it, never modernizing it, never dealing with those issues. And I think I think the arguments are oversimplified as to what real border security looks like. We have the best trained law enforcement agents in the world and in the country on our southern border. I'm fully confident that if we give them the proper tools, they will do it the right way.
Steve's on the road for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Kelly, a couple things. Keep the government shut down as long as it takes, and I don't care if it's years, and I'm not kidding. Sounds like John Hovind's working on some, you know, funding for TSA and the Coast Guard and some other people that I think should be in the essential category. The rest of it, unless those people are willing to call the Democrats every 7 minutes until they come up with $5 billion, they should simply stop whining because, as you've said, we've messed around with this for way too long. There needs to be some sort of significant additions to actual structural border security, which means fences, walls, barriers, whatever you want to call it. You cannot continue to have this mass migration of uncontrolled humanity. It's insane. And I communicating with the Democrats is laughable. They do not live in Realville. They simply make things up to keep people on the path to try to implement socialism. Just look at all their presidential candidates that have announced so far. They're all running on socialist platforms. It is very scary. I would simply ignore them.
So, well, I'll just comment on that briefly, and I agree with the last part of that statement, particularly with the current crop of announced candidates. I mean, this gets into areas that are incredibly detrimental to North Dakota's way of life, whether it's agriculture, whether it's energy, whether it's small business. And we need to be able to hold people accountable. One of the things I'm finding out down here, which I figured out when we were campaigning, is a lot of times what we're doing is educating people on what North Dakota does and how important we are, not just for North Dakota's economy, but how important we are to the food and energy source, not only of this country, but the whole world.
Appreciate the call, Steve. Thank you very much. Don't have time for another call, but let me squeeze in another text saying, good morning. I applied for Social Security. I understand apps are not being processed. However, current payments are going out. It could take up to 2 months even when they are being processed. Will this last through the shutdown?
The answer is I am not sure. I know people are working on it, but if we can figure out a way, I can get back to you, Scott. You can pass that along. I hope not. I mean, there are certain things. I mean, a lot of this, whether it's USDA or anything, a lot of it, and this shows also a little bit of our reliance on government for some things, and it's always different, is a lot of this stuff is just waiting for a signature for something to be processed. So,
somebody else said, why can't the Republicans take a bill to the Senate funding the government and let the Democrats vote no on it, and then it's all their fault if they don't reopen the government? Pass it in the House, send it back over to the Senate.
Because appropriations bills have to start in the House.
All right. There you go, folks. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, thanks a bunch. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. We'll keep doing this at least once a week, and you know me. Anytime you need me, just call.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Absolutely. Thanks a bunch, Kelly. 800-228-0550. Your calls, questions, comments on anything when we come back.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Boy, have you got a lot of saunas to choose from here. Tell folks about the variety.
Yeah, there's variety because everybody has a different need for one. We can do a custom cut. There's the designer saunas, which are beautiful. Outdoor saunas, infrared saunas, plug-and-play saunas, meaning I could take one home today, plug it in, and start using it tonight. And we have some great financing on them as well. Literally, Scott, you could get into a nice two-person sauna in your apartment, in your house, in wherever, by just plugging it in for as little as $2.94 a day, and that is way less than a cup of Starbucks coffee. And the wellness and the health and the benefits you get from that $2.94 a day, you can't put a price on it.
Great selection, great savings, great financing deals, a good reason to hurry to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Ask about the Finleo Spas, Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables too, Grand Forks, Fargo, Minot, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake too.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. differing and unconfirmed reports about how many U.S. troops, if any, were killed in a suicide bombing attack in Syria today, for which ISIS has claimed responsibility. Reuters is reporting at least four U.S. soldiers were killed while conducting a routine patrol at the time. CBS News saying it was told by a senior military official that two U.S. soldiers were killed. President Trump monitoring the situation and has been fully briefed about it, according to White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. Day two of the confirmation hearing for Attorney General nominee William Barr has begun before the Senate Judiciary Panel, but unlike day one, Barr is not present today. As the panel chairman, Senator Lindsey Graham, says,
today the purpose is to hear from people that have concerns and support.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
What's the date today, anyway?
16th.
16th. January 16th. 10 years ago, a friend of mine said, no more. I'm not going to live like this anymore. I was freed from crack cocaine. And if you hear the stories about what he endured through that, it's phenomenal. In fact, he told me one time, he said, when they say, hey, that candy's like crack, or, you know, that movie's like crack, or that, you know, he said, there's a reason they call it like that, because he said, that's how addictive it is. Unbelievable. And, of course, he was an alcoholic as well. He shed all of it January 16th, 2009, 10 years ago. Hashtag 10-year challenge to my friend, Mike Lindell, the Mike Pillow guy, Mike Lindell, you know? And he put out a note this week to some friends and employees and said, thank you, Jesus. 10 years ago, freed from crack cocaine and alcohol, and shared a bit of scripture, Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. And he will tell you that's what freed him from this addiction. So pretty cool. And we think the world of him. We also love selling his mattress toppers and his My Pillows right here. In fact, you know why this one's right here? It's coming with me to the March for Life in Washington, D.C. Yeah, like a lot of hours on a bus between the Northern Plains and Washington, D.C., so I'll be heading on that. But if you already have one of these and you want to get to the next level, it's the mattress topper. 30% off right now, the mattress topper, if you use the promo code SCOTT, plus two standard My Pillows. So it's a really good deal as well. Remember that. And we have one at home. Absolutely love it. We have the Giza sheets, too. We love those. It's fantastic. Travel pillows, bolster pillows, ThermoShield pillow top mattress covers, My Pillows for pets. We have those around here for the station pets. So it's great fun. Thank you, Mike. God bless you. And 10 more years, we're with you 100%. Anybody else out there trying to break free of the evil things that are in this world that can allow one to get addicted. So proud of you. Congratulations on 10 years. Hashtag 10-year challenge. We're going to go to Park Rapids, Minnesota. We're going to go to Judd, North Dakota. We're going to go to Fargo, North Dakota. We're going to go to Northwest Minnesota. We're going to talk to our fine listeners here on What's on Your Mind. Rusty in Park Rapids, you're first. What's on your mind?
Did some checking, and I realized that President Trump
can actually do an executive order to pay the employees and bypass the Chuck and Nancy Pony Show.
Wouldn't that be great?
I don't see why he doesn't do it. It's simple, and to heck with the Democrats.
Yeah, that would take away a big pain point from their PR campaign for reopening the government and not securing the border, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. And I just wanted to say you guys are doing a terrific job, and we listen to you 24-7 over here in Park Rapids. So thank you very much.
Well, it's very kind. Before you go, though, I'm going to send a note to Senators Hovind, Kramer, Congressman Armstrong as well, and tell them your suggestion here. You said you did some research. Is there any particular, you know, something in the federal code where you found that, or a precedent? Where did you see this?
I just did a search for on the internet for executive order rights and privileges, and there was three or four different places where it said that the president could bypass Congress on certain issues and run an executive order to pay on government shutdowns.
Interesting. We'll send that along, Rusty. Find out if that's the case.
Thanks. Keep it up.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Where did I say we were going next? Judd, North Dakota. Dana, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. And on the government shutdown, you know, our FSA agents are furloughed too, so, you know, everything stopped with, like, getting signed up to get our payments on the soybean and the corn. And, you know, it's coming time when we got to get these loans taken care of. So what I want to know is how long are they going to extend that once they reopen? And then they got something planned, because without this payment we're getting this year, it'd be a pretty sad situation at that loan meeting. So have they got plans to extend that in the event these prices don't turn around and we just have a continuing backseat, like with everyone getting not paid? You know, there's people they owe money that don't get paid right on down the line to the bottom. And I want to know this, too, and you can ask Kevin and Kelly and John. Why can't they come up with a new way to bring money into this system that doesn't bleed us dry?
What do you mean? You know, define new money for me. What do you mean?
Money comes from a machine. And the system we have right now is an experiment.
Okay, can I get one of those machines? I want one of those machines.
Yeah, really.
Where can I order that online?
The Federal Reserve prints the money that we need to spend. And they need to figure out a way to get it out to us that integrates in with what we have, that builds our base back up and helps everyone rather than constantly trying to make what we're using work, because it doesn't.
But if your money is worth less when you get it because we printed more of it out of the machine, you really haven't gained anything, have you?
Yeah, but if you don't keep up with your population growth like we're not doing, it's going to constantly keep going backwards. And it goes slow and it goes methodically, but through time it just keeps getting worse and worse. And it's no way to plan for a future. You know it's true. Everyone does.
Dana, I appreciate the call. You keep thinking. You're obviously cogitating on all these things. You got some interesting ideas, and I would suggest you talk with some of the members of Congress to talk about it. I don't think any of what you described is something that could be done quick, but maybe it's a long-term fix. Don't know. Christian in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Guten Tag. It is a beautiful morning on the prairie once again. Say, I was just wondering, you know, the last time we had a very large lotto winning, it was almost like $1 billion.
Yeah.
And there was some 330 million people played it that particular night. And within 5 minutes, they had pinpointed where the ticket was sold, who bought the ticket, and I believe they even had video of them very shortly. Why does it take so long for our election process to work?
So long for what process?
Our election process.
Our election process. You said counting the votes, in other words, you mean?
Counting the votes, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I've often thought that you know, isn't that the idea of the machine? And okay, if the machine says it, then I think what they do is they count the number of ballots that were counted, and they make sure they match to the machine, and then they take the machines daily. But
we've got deeper problems than that in, you know, states like Florida and, you know, other things going on.
Here's the thing I often wonder, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not the kind of person that says, well, there's black helicopters out there, and they're the reason we're voting the way we're voting. I don't do that. But another example, I can go to any store, swipe my card, insert my card with a little chip-like thing, and, you know, when I want to buy my MyPillow, they know within a second how much is in my bank account, take out the amount for that, and, you know, the transaction's done, shows up on my bank statement, comes out on my account, right? Instantaneously.
Immediately.
Yeah, instantaneously. Meanwhile, we have a problem with illegal immigrants working in this country. Why are we not doing the chip? Why are we not doing, some sort of ID that says, I am who I say I am, and if you don't have that, you don't work. And you swipe a card to say, you know, are you the real deal or not? I don't know. It just seems to me that shouldn't be that hard, should it?
You're going to chip our people?
No. A chip in a card, like a little, same kind of card. You put the chip in it that says, you know, legal resident or not legal resident. If you didn't, you know, if you came across illegally, you wouldn't have one.
Okay, but they're giving driver's licenses to California illegals, so...
I know. That's because California is nuts. That's the land of fruit and nuts, don't you know? Fruit and nuts. Yes. Fruit and nuts. That's all they know.
Sorry, Christian. Don't mean to take away from your time there.
That's okay. I was just going to say, if you don't have the qualifications to vote, you don't even belong in the polling place. You don't belong in that room.
Well, I also think there's a reason some of these things aren't fixed in the common sense fashion we're suggesting. Because we want them to continue. And, I don't doubt that those that benefit from the workforce of the illegal immigration, the Republicans, Democrats alike, they don't much care. It's employees. And we've got to get it right. We should be able to. But I think the border is the reason we ultimately can assure that less people, then manage the people that do get across, you know. And because there is also a bit of honesty we need to have here, that sadly, since we thought 60 million children were expendable in this country since the 70s, that's taken a sizable number of our workforce out. Right? Yeah, there's more people there's more jobs open than there are people that want to fill them. So we've done a few things. Little kittywampus. Maybe we fix all those, and that's our pathway to getting back. I hope so. I hope so for sure. But I like the way you're thinking, Christian, because you're exactly right. This is we can do this. We can figure this out. We have the technology. We have the wherewithal.
It needs to be outsourced and get it away from government hands.
Yeah, exactly right. Very good. Thank you, Christian. Appreciate the call.
Have a good day on the prairie.
You as well. Here's one of those stories that just breaks my heart. There are two young ladies, one born in 04 and another born in 04. So you do the math for me, Todd, but they're young. I feel really old when I see
like
a birthday
15,
that says
maybe.
04. I think, oh my God, 04, man, am I a dinosaur? I'm 60 years older than these girls. But anyway, two of them that are run away.
You're not 60 years older. Cut it out.
50 years older, sorry. The runaway...
That would be
bad,
40.
Bad idea. They were born in 04. I was born in 64. So
yeah, that's 40.
Okay, thank you.
Anyway.
40, do the math.
Who cares?
Okay.
Anyway.
Todd's a lot smarter than I am, proven once again today.
I don't know about that. But.
So two runaway juveniles. Nikayla Deja Johnston. Date of birth 5-17-04. China Chanel Sheffield. Date of birth 4-3-04. Reported to be together. Nikayla was last seen leaving the Wilson High School wearing blue and teal-colored sweatshirt, gray pants, boots, and a tan backpack on January 11th at 9 a.m. China last seen at her residence with Nikayla wearing the blue pants and unknown color shirt on January 11th at 6:30 p.m. Any information on the whereabouts of these two? Call the Wilson Police Department at 701-577-1212. Imagine the parents and the concerns there. Not a good deal. More after this.
Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
Hey folks, Matt the Pizza Guy with you again.
Are the doldrums of the deep winter blues
creeping into your positive and sunny view?
Well, it's time to snap out of the wistfulness of winter. Crank up the oven and enjoy a Pizza Corner pizza. Choose from a deliciously deluxe loaded with meat and veggies, a chicken bacon ranch with a hint of spice to warm you nice, or a Pizza Corner taco pizza that can be dressed up to delectable with sour cream, lettuce, tomatoes, and more. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Did you know you now get more speed with new Speedrower SP windrowers from your Northern Region New Holland dealers? New Holland's new high-speed transport option gives you road speeds up to 24 miles per hour, the fastest in the industry. So you spend less time on the road and more time cutting crop. And there's no need to swivel your seat with New Holland, so you get the same industry-leading visibility and comfort you have when working in the field. See the Speedrower SP windrower at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Recommend this show if you're looking for a classic to have a chuckle at, you know, one of those to dust off, you know. Here we go.
Oh, it's true.
That's Chris Cross, who, by the way, I think is coming to Shooting Star Casino here not long. I saw something that said he was going to be there.
Friday night, yeah.
Is there really coming up?
Yeah, Monoma, Minnesota.
I'll be in D.C. Can't make it, but I like Chris Cross, and I love the movie Arthur.
Otherwise, you'd be there.
Talking about it earlier, I probably would. That's probably one I'd say, honey, let's go see this. What the heck?
I'll alert the media.
Say, we've heard some concern from folks about, obviously, the impact of the temporary government shutdown or the partial government shutdown on the Farm Service Agency and people working on loans and waiting for checks and whatnot. Senator Hovind last hour told us in this program, he's, of course, chair of the Senate Ag Appropriations Committee and a member of the Senate Agriculture Committee, and he said that USDA is announcing today the Farm Service Agency staff Thursday and Friday, January 17th and 18th, that's tomorrow and Friday, as well as Tuesday, January 2nd, will provide essential services, including servicing existing direct loans, while the negotiations continue on funding the government and border security. So Senator Hovind had talked directly with Sonny Perdue, as he told us, the Ag Secretary, and to outline the importance of that and urged him to mitigate the impacts on our farmers here and ranchers during the partial government shutdown. Doug Goring was out on the issue as well, so they've got it all hammered out. So we're talking Botno, Carson, Cavalier, Devil's Lake, Dickinson, Fargo, Grand Forks, Hillsborough, Jamestown, Lemoore, Langdon, Linton, Mandan, Minot, Mott, Park River, Selfridge, Towner, and Williston, January 17th, 18th, and 22th. Those offices will be open. Essential services, okay? Processing payments made on or before December 31st. This will help ensure that farmer payments on farm storage loans are coded for the 2018 tax year. And these are some of the things they're going to be providing essential services on, signing two-party checks, too, enabling farmers to cash checks with the USDA listed as a co-party. So I hope that helps. And if you're still ticked, give Nancy Pelosi a call. Don't make any comments about the lip thing. Just ask her to come on. Get back to the table. Let's go to work. Come on. Texter says, I tried to get a hold of Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House. I can't send her an email unless my address is in her district. Please find out why. What a bunch of crap.
Wow.
Is this world coming to? Speaker of the House doesn't take mail from anybody other than San Francisco. No wonder she thinks like she thinks. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Came across a text from my daughter, speaking of what does this country come from? College student out east. From the University Register's office. Introducing My Gender. Dear students, we're pleased to announce the introduction of My Gender in the student information system. My Gender gives each student the option to change how their gender is recorded in university records. Change it any time, change it multiple times. They can make it different than their legal gender. Male, female, neither. And then you got an information box to replace that. Did I mention I'm a little concerned about this? What this world is coming to? Have I mentioned that? Waiting on the world to change. Let's see. You know, look, there, I understand. There's all kinds of reasons that people have challenges with gender identity and whatnot. But the idea that the gender on your birth certificate is somehow not indicative and perfectly fine as it has been for how long says, I don't know what it says. Frank in Northwest Minnesota, you want to talk border security? Good. Change the subject for me. What's on your mind?
Thank you, buddy, for call. Let me call in here and rant on your TV station here, or phone.
It doesn't matter. Just let her rip. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, the United Nations has been really good to us, you know, and we've been really helping out all the other countries fight all the different problems. Is it time that we call the UN and say, hey, we need some help for our southern border? You know, do you have maybe 500 or 1,000 Israeli soldiers we could send over here and watch the border so nobody comes in? Let's get UN over here and help. We've given to them guys for years. Solved everybody else's problems. Let's get UN to solve some of ours.
I bet they wouldn't help.
I know they wouldn't. But
when a text earlier said put troops down there, but you know, look, you could secure the border that way. But you know, again, we have threats all over the world, all over the country. This is stupid. Put something down there.
I know the Democrats want. The Democrats would maybe be in favor of UN watching our border, though. That's why I said bring in the UN.
Yeah,
and you know, in Minnesota, there's 400,000 people that get a SNAP card within the local paper today that don't panic, there's help on the way, you'll be okay. 400,000 people get a SNAP, 400,000 in Minnesota get the SNAP card every month in Minnesota.
The whole state, wow. Frank, and for those that need it, you know, that's why we're the greatest country on the face of the earth. For those that are just living off the system, it's sad. For those that are being enabled by it, it's sad. No question about it. Tough deal. Okay, I'm going to go hop the bus, headed for Washington, D.C. Tomorrow's show, from the bus, Friday from the mall for the March for Life. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. Inner Office Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at Inner Office have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck or go online to InterOfficeND.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.